It is my belief that when one preaches, you should expound, explain the scripture passage or passages set for the day. Sometimes we only do part of it, otherwise the sermon would be too long. But today I want to expound regarding the scriptures themselves on this Bible Sunday. The collect which I use, if you know, are familiar with the 1662 Book of Common Prayer, will know that it was set for the second Sunday in Advent. And historically in the Church of England, that was kept as Bible Sunday. With the compilation of common worship that we use, the collect has been moved to the last Sunday after Trinity, this Sunday. So it doesn't, in one sense, intrude upon our Advent preparations for Christmas. And there are set the readings we've had this morning to celebrate Bible Sunday, the scriptures themselves. I hope you will have in front of you the collect on the inside of the weekly bulletin. I prayed it, and I trust all of you said Amen at the end, which of course means giving consent. So be it. May it be so. So if you've given your consent to the words of the collect, let me expound a little what they say. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, help us so to hear them. Let's stop there, first of all. We have, of course, just had the public reading of scripture. And coming regularly to worship and hearing scripture read out loud usually makes more of an impact on us than just reading it ourselves, good though that is, and we'll come to it in a moment. Yes, let us always come and hear the scripture read well, read publicly, so that we do hear it for ourselves. And may I say to those of you who are parents, though two have gone out with the children, the important place of reading scripture to your children. Read a Bible story at night to them. As I've said this to parents over the years of my ministry and recommended various children's Bibles to use, the number of parents who've come back to me a few months later and said, "Ricky, I've learned so much about scripture by reading them to my children." It's a good thing to do. Read a Bible story so that they hear the scripture. Help us so to hear them, to read. Certainly, we need to read our Bibles. Dare I say it, the Bible is the most popular unread book in the world. How many sit on shelves, looking very, very nice and pristine, you know, given at a baptism, given at confirmation, but doesn't get read? Of course, part of the problem is the length of Scripture. It is a library, 66 books. And for some people, of course, the problem is language. May I remind people who think otherwise that the Bible was not written originally in 16th century English. Those who like the King James or Authorized Version, yes, English of the period is absolutely wonderful example thereof. But of course, as I say, contrary to popular belief, it wasn't the language it was written in. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, the New Testament in Koine Greek. And therefore, there is now a plethora of modern translations into English and into other languages whereby we can read them for ourselves without needing to have Hebrew or Greek, good though that might be, to understand the original. And even English versions, for the benefit of this multinational congregation, are usually available both in American English and British English versions as well. You will notice the spelling on our bulletin does come from the anglicized version of the New Revised Standard Version, which we use here for the scripture readings. Likewise, my other favorite is that one, which is my own personal Bible reading, which is today's New International Version, again, available both in American and British English. And one of the helpful things about this one is he's actually got various suggested reading plans at the front of the Bible to help you read for yourself. And of course, as I think I've mentioned before now, in fact we had a display last year, if you want an English Bible in this city, you can get one, because the Czech Bible Society shop out at Kobylisi has a whole range of Bibles in various languages, including English. Help us so to hear, to read, to mark. To read, to mark, is to take a note, basically to act upon what it says. It is the theme, of course, of that part of Psalm 119 that was our first reading this morning, about that let me not stray from your commandments, says the psalmist. In other words, let me follow what is there that I've read. Let me mark it. How often have we read something and ignored what it said? Forgive me, I think I have told this one here before now, but in the days when I was an incumbent in North Oxfordshire, which two of the congregation will remember, because they're visitors with us this morning, are former parishioners of mine, lovely to have them with us, I had a massive lawn at the back of the rectory, one thing I don't have in the chaplaincy flat here. And I bought an electric lawnmower to mow it, read the instruction that if it gets clogged with wet grass, as it did quite regularly, to turn the power off before trying to clear the blades. Who had read the instructions but didn't mark them, started doing it, drew my elbow back, and of course caught the handle that turned the power on. And I'm lucky that I've still got all my 8 fingers and 2 thumbs as a result of my reading but not marking what was there, what was written. The same applies to Scripture, both to hear and to read, but we need to mark what it says, take note of what it says. Help us to hear them, read, mark, learn. Learning by rote has gone out of fashion, become unpopular. But it's quite good to learn some notable Bible verses. It's often a way to help us grow spiritually. It also enables us to give an answer, as we're told by Peter in his first letter, give an answer for the hope that is within us. When somebody asks us about our Christian faith, be able to give a reason for it from Scripture. There is always a danger, of course, of people who quote what I would call proof texts, but learning and knowing notable verses of Scripture is a good way to grow spiritually. Again, the psalmist says, I will not forget your word. He will remember it. And of course, Jesus quotes the Old Testament time and time again, like many Jews of his era, because they learnt the Scripture and knew great chunks of it by heart. Learning some important verses will never do us any harm whatsoever. Then we have this wonderful turn of phrase, of course, from Archbishop Cranmer, who compiled this collect. Help us to inwardly digest them. I love that turn of phrase. Yes, imagine you have a lovely meal set before you. And you can say to your host who may have provided it for you, or your husband or wife or whatever, as it looks nice, you know, beautifully presented, etc., etc. But it doesn't do you any good until you eat it and digest it. So, of course, it is with God's word. Hence this lovely turn of phrase. St. Paul, in our reading from Colossians, our second reading this morning, says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Lovely turn of phrase again. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Of course, you can't literally eat the Bible, but you can let its teaching permeate your life. What we hear, read for ourselves, and even that we know by heart, should therefore affect our lives and our actions. If we do, as the collect suggests, inwardly digest God's word. And then the collect goes on. We may embrace and forever hold fast. I've gone too far ahead. religiosity, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word. Yes, what we read and know from Scripture doesn't always work its way out in our lives straight away. There is a need for patience. But equally, I love the phrase, and comfort of your holy word. For by reading Scripture, it often does bring comfort, help, and strength at difficult times, or even just a word that jumps out of us for the day to help us maybe with a task we know that lies ahead. Through patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of everlasting life. We are to take on board, to embrace, hold on to what Scripture teaches us, what it teaches us to believe, and of course in turn helps us to hold on to our faith sometimes when we go through difficult times. So as we mark Bible Sunday this morning, may we commit ourselves to hearing, reading, marking, learning, and inwardly digesting Scripture. That the Bible becomes part of our lives, day by day, Sunday by Sunday. At the end of the service, as the regulars will know, I always encourage you to take the weekly bulletin away with you. Not go and dump it on the table at the back. It only goes into paper recycling outside. And I particularly would encourage you to do so, take it home with you today. And to this week, pray the collect, because it is the collect for the week. Pray that collect each day this coming week regarding Holy Scripture, so that you too become someone who hears, reads, marks, learns, and inwardly digests the teaching of Scripture. And so each one of us will be strengthened and grow in our faith. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.